Richard Workman and the conch shell.
Brought my assistant from the one of the Sanibel suburbs, North Fort Myers.
Thanks for your opinion.
Frog said he could do anything. As was mentioned, this is probably one of the oldest musical instruments known. The first evidence of the conch shell used as a musical instrument was found in the Mediterranean and dated to about 4,000 years B.C. The earliest evidence we have of it in Florida, when De Soto sailed up through the Gulf, the Indians came out, greeted him on the shore, and this was in about 1539, playing whelk shells. Like this one. It's a good signaling device. Somewhere someone figured out that you knock the end off and blow into the end of it, and it makes a nice sound that they didn't have anything else that quite made that kind of sound. This whelk shell, one of our Florida shells, one of the ones commonly used for signaling, like when the fish boats come into a community. The way that word gets around that there's fresh fish, or in the Dominican Republic, is for example, when they get fresh meat, they play the queen conch. That's another Florida shell. Has a nice tone. Gives you a pretty good idea that something's happening. This shell is used as a signaling device. And a lot of the communities worked out codes. One, there's bad guys in camp, or there's a fire, or church is about to start, or whatever. And this is still used in every continent on the earth. Still, there are contemporary uses of the conch shell. Our Florida state shell, the horse conch, is another one that is used and was found in Casa Grande, Arizona, in ruins there, and it showed that they had been used for playing as well. The horse conch is a little different from the others in that its shape that allows you to get some different tones from it. Now that raises some interesting possibilities. You can perhaps, if you're a little inventive, perhaps work something out with this. We don't know, since Thomas Edison didn't come along till much later, we don't know if the Calusa Indians that greeted De Soto played anything more than one note on these instruments. But it's possible, as I've demonstrated, so it's entirely possible. Local heritage of music. I thought lest Stephen Foster be offended, we try one of his tunes and we'll see if you can recognize it. Thank you. one last that came in a little later, close to Stephen Foster, that did playing with some contemporary bands that I haven't found one yet that really appreciates the conch shell. So if there are anyone who are interested in a little different sound with their music, I'm still available and I have a union card.
Don't you wish you could do that?
I do.
Let's give him another big old hand. Rob, too, for being an assistant. Our next performer also plays a unique instrument. And if you read the program, it'll tell you all about it. It says that among the Afro-American musicians is this fellow. He's a blues singer and a diddly bow player. And he's going to bring that diddly bow out here and show it to you in a minute. He's an itinerant vegetable and fruit picker, and he's not always easy to catch, but we're very fortunate that we caught him. This time, he now lives in Waverly, Florida, but he's originally from Mississippi. He was born in Atapena in the Mississippi Delta area, and I think this instrument illustrates man's need to make music. I won't say any more about it. You just scrutinize it real well and welcome the diddly bow player, Moses Williams from Waverly. And if you can't see, move around so you can't see, because it's very interesting. That's just the door. Diddly bow, and notice he's got a tin can up top and a booze bottle down below to hold his one string out, and I think he's going to note it with another bottle. Come around where you people around here, come around where you can see.
Atapena, Mississippi. Plain. What is your charge, man? I got a lawyer. What the fact is? Plain. Kentucky. Traveler, loaf of boat. When you're traveling, there ain't got no box. This boy will help you on your way up there. I feel fine. I'm in the schoolhouse. And the children left it by me. And the teacher will teach them, Lord, more than a read. loins of your sire, Robin and Dee. My catfish blues, number one. Something else happened to me. I worked that cart, I plowed that field. Worked all the summer and didn't feel no money out of my car. My wife took my money and left when I was late calling this not what a color man. And it gave me the blues because I was a young boy.
Thank you. bow wow. But now she gone, I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of this world. Don't come running, holding up your hand. Now give me a woman like you can a man. But now she gone, I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of this. Y'all all right now?
Moses, from the bottom of our heart, we thank you. Great. The diddly bow, in case you want to write that down. And he'll be around, and you can come visit with him, talk to him some. Now, we're sorry that blind Johnny Brown is sick and couldn't get here this time, a great blues singer from down St. Petersburg way. But we have with us a real honest-to-goodness, cross-my-heart-and-hope-to-die medicine show couple who grew up in the business. They've retired, but it's in the blood. And, well, I won't go on and on. Let me just welcome to the stage the medicine show, as done by May and Bob Noel from down Tarpon Springs way. Look at that fella. You want the stew?
Sorry, you can use this one. This is something that we did as youngsters. We have a board up there that was made by the Smithsonian Institute when we appeared at Washington, D.C. in October of last year. We have been in show business all our lives from the very beginning until 1971 when we retired at Tarpon Springs and opened up the chimpanzee farm. And the reason we opened the chimp farm is because in 1940, we transferred from the medicine show life into an animal show. I'd like to ask a question before we start our show. How many people out there have ever heard of a man going into the cage with a chimpanzee and either boxing or wrestling with him? Wow. Wow, look at there. We've got quite a few people that have heard of it. All right, that was our show, if you heard about it. And the reason that I asked you that question, there have been no other shows like it. And we are pretty proud of that record. But we started life as entertainers. My mother and father were both in the vaudeville business. She was a wonderful dancer and a wonderful musician. My father was a ventriloquist. And they did regular, the usual routines of song and dance routines and so forth in the vaudeville stage. And then later they had their own medicine show. And in the meantime, a little further west, over the mountains, over the Appalachian Mountains, over into Ohio, there was another medicine show. And he came over into Virginia, and he showed in a little place called Syphax, Virginia, where there was a little farm boy who had never seen anything like that in his life before. And he fell very much in love with it at the age of about 12. And he talked the showman into taking him with him. And, of course, they got permission from the father. The mother was dead. And the two shows then traveled on two different sides of the mountains. And then one day, after he established his own show, the 12-year-old grew up to be a young man of 19. And I was 17. And he came over on the show lot. We met each other. We knew each other 10 days. We married because we made a perfect team and we liked each other enough to get married. And if we survive until September 1981, we will celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. So it worked for us. That's all right. I'll get this one. Now, we want to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try to put on an entire medicine show without the sales. I know you're going to like that part, because I know when you sit down and watch television, when the commercial comes on, you get up and go to the ice box, or you go to the other room, and you do something else, and then you come back. Or if it's real late at night, you say, well, I'll just close my eyes for a minute while the commercial is on. And then you wake up when the set is saying, you will remember to turn your TV off, won't you? That's the way it goes. But on this particular show that we're going to put on this afternoon, we're going to employ the use of a fine young gentleman, Dean Root, who is connected with this in a very, very businesslike way. And we needed a third person to be an actor, so we've asked him to assist us in a couple of the things that we're going to do. And the first thing on the program is going to be the little talking doll, Sambo. And we're going to get this mic over here.
All right, this work. I think, yeah. Does that work?
You don't
want to
kiss them,
right? One. Yeah, wait. We got it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's all right now.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. I want to ask you a little question, Sambo. Did you ever go to school?
I certainly did. I certainly did.
How far?
Two now.
No, I mean how high up in school did you get?
I got cleaner on the roof and climbed on it.
No. How are you in spelling?
Can't smell a daggone thing.
I didn't say smell. I said spell. I want you to spell the word milk for the little boys and little girls out there.
I can't even say milk.
You can't even say it.
No.
Well, I'll teach you how. First letter in milk is M.
M.
That's right. Now, what's next?
That's what I want to know.
It's M I.
I got two I.
No, it's M I L K.
K K K.
Now, what does that spell?
Egg on if I know.
What is it that you get from a cow?
Darn good kick in, Kip.
No, you don't do no. Don't you get milk from a cow?
No, you got taken away from them.
You don't understand. What is the gentleman around here put in the coffee every morning for breakfast?
Whiskey.
Oh, there ain't no such thing. Well, listen, if you had $5.
If I had $5, I wouldn't be sitting in your lap.
No. If you had $5, you'd lend me $1. How much money would you have left?
I still have $5 left.
You don't get me.
Yes, I do. Did you don't get that dollar, though?
Oh, well, did you ever get up before a big crowd of ladies and gentlemen like this and make a speech?
I certainly did. I certainly did.
Where?
Down at Dakota.
Oh, you made a big speech. What did you say?
Not guilty, Judge. Not guilty.
You didn't get nothing for that.
I didn't get nothing.
No, you didn't get nothing.
I got 6 months in jail.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, have you ever addressed a large audience?
Not at all addressed when they come to the show.
No. You don't understand. I'm going to teach you how to make speech. First, you say, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and confidant.
No. You know, the ladies are always before the gentlemen.
Not around here, though. The ladies all after gentlemen, though.
Well, you say it anyway. Say, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies, and you what a rascal.
No, no. Say, we wish to extend our sincere thanks. We hope you skin your shins and shanks. No, no. Say, we hope and trust. Hope you all trust. Not bust. It's trust. Well, if you trust daggone, you don't trust. Well, say it anyway. Say, we hope and trust. Hope and trust will not dust. That our efforts to please you will meet with your hearty approbation. Hope to go home, eat apples in the basement. Well, listen, Sambo. If you went to school, what is the table of money of the United States?
I didn't know no money on the table.
Can you people hear that all right out there?
You just pull a string. That's all you got to do.
That's all right. I do. The table of money reads like this. 10 meals is 1 cent.
10 meals, 1 cent.
That's right. 10 cents is 1 dime.
10 cents, 1 dime.
10 dimes is $1.
10 dimes, $1.
And $10, 1 golden American eagle.
It ain't that way around White Spring. I tell you, it ain't that way here.
How is it around here?
10 mil, 1 cent.
That's right.
10 cents, 1 dime.
That's right.
10 dimes, $1. $1, 1 drink. 10 drinks, 1 drunk. 1 drunk, 10 days in jail.
Oh, that's what it is. Well, listen, Sambo. How are you at singing?
Pretty daggone good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I can yiddle, too.
You can do what?
I can yiddle.
I told you it's not yiddle, it's yodel.
Well, I can yiddle, yodel, it is. Yodel, it do. That's all right, ain't it?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that little girl out there keeps on winking at me.
Well, you know, ain't nobody winking at you.
Ain't on your business, that's my sweetheart.
Now, listen to your thing. You know better than that. About the, what's the name of the song that you're going to sing tonight?
Who Broke Rotten Eggs and Grandma's Nightcap?
Well, that ought to be a good song.
Yeah, it's a daggone good song.
All right. I tell you what, Sammy. We'll sing about the audience. I'll sing first and you follow me.
Where are you going?
Not going. I mean after I sing, then you sing.
I'll sing. I'll sing, you sing.
Yeah, that's right. I'll sing, you sing. We'll sing about the crowd. What are the little girls made out of? What are the little girls made out of?
Sugar and candy and kettling and brandy. That's what little girls made out of.
All the little boys made out of? All the little boys made out of?
Rice, spice, and everything nice. That's what little girls made out of.
All the big boys made out of. All the big boys made out of.
You kind of get me mixed up there just a little bit there. Rump, don't an old cigar stump. That's what the big boys made out of.